So I was tasked with sharing some thoughts this morning. This will be the most brief time that these graduates have had to ever listen to me. It'll be short and sweet. So I'm going to challenge you three with a couple of things, three specifically, and I think it also applies to all of you. So the rest of you don't nod off while I'm talking to these graduates, because I think that these are good thoughts and reminders for all of us. But a lot of times when I'm speaking, I sort of have a tangent thought that I want to go off on, and it just won't go away. And so I'm going to do that first, so we can just clear the air and move on to the main points that I want to make. And my tangent thought that I couldn't get away from comes from Ephesians chapter 6, and it's the first part of chapter 6, where it talks about children obeying their parents. Because I know that's what you want me to talk about right now, this morning. I've only been a parent for coming up on 9 years, so I don't have a lot of time under my belt the way your parents do. But one thing that I have learned in 9 years is that while I'm not always right, I have to say that as a qualifier, my wife's here, but I do know more than my kids do. And a lot of times that's a tough pill for my kids to swallow. They're young and sometimes they are so convinced that what they're doing is okay, or that what they want is okay, that no amount of verbal input from me is really going to do the trick. Fortunately, I'm bigger than both of them, so it's okay. But you guys aren't children in that sense, and you haven't been for some time. You guys are young men, young lady. You're all three, I can say with confidence, very mature, very smart people. As you're taking this transition, though, I would caution you, we would caution you as your youth leaders, because we love you, is that during this transition time, take heed to what your parents have to say. Now, parents, you know that there are going to be times when they're going to be becoming more themselves, and they're going to be more independent, and they're going to do those kinds of things, and that's all good, and that's okay. It's just part of growth. But there are going to be times, you guys, when your parents are going to caution you, or when your parents are going to help you refocus on your direction. In college, you might change horses a lot of times. Hopefully not, parents, right? But you might, you know, you might redirect, and you might find a new passion and a new direction, and that's okay. But sometimes your parents are going to bring you back on track. Your parents might caution you about a potential significant other at some point and have some reservations. Understand that your parents might not be able to quantify certain things and put it on paper and put it in front of you. There are intangibles about life that they've seen and that they've been through and that they've gone through, and they love you. So take an extra second to step back and listen. That was my tangent. Are you glad it's over? All right. I want to challenge you this morning, and all of us, I think, with three B's. Three B's. It's not earth-shattering. It's actually not anything that you haven't heard before. Three B's. Be discipled. Be with believers. And be in the Word. Be discipled, be with believers, and be in the Word. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul writes this. He's writing all about how, you know, flesh and blood is not going to inherit the kingdom, and that the imperishable has to be clothed, or the perishable has to be clothed with the imperishable. He's talking about the fact that our sin has been dealt with on the cross. In the end, because Christ was raised, we're going to be raised with him as well, we who have put our trust in him as our Savior. And he says this, therefore, because of Christ and because he was raised and because we who are believers will be raised with him, therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And in Colossians 3:23, Paul says that in all things that we do, whatever we do, to work at it with all our heart, working as unto the Lord, not for men. And see, because here's what's going to happen. You guys are all three excellent students already. So you understand work. You understand, you know, about buckling down and applying yourself. I sound exactly like my mom. That's not cool at all. You understand what it means to be a disciplined student. So here's the thing, though. You're going to go to college now, and whereas in high school, there always were sort of, in some measure, there were these boundaries. There was this sort of fence. Imagine yourself in a maze where there wasn't much room to stray. There were always people, teachers, coaches, all those kinds of things that could help keep you on track and keep you focused. In college now, there's going to be a lot of freedom as far as governing your time and those sorts of things. With that freedom comes the freedom to fail and make mistakes as well. Okay? And so what I want to encourage you to do is this morning is the main thing is this, that in everything that you do, I don't care if you're studying for a math test, I don't care if you're working on sports or working on music or working on theater or spending time with your friends or whatever the case may be, understand now that we want to do everything that we do as unto the Lord. And in so doing, even just going to school and working hard and getting good grades and, you know, pulling all-nighters, studying and all those kinds of things, all of that can be unto the Lord. If we do those things with purpose. If we do those things with purpose. Because you guys know, and you've known this for some time now, that your time to walk with the Lord, to serve the Lord, to honor the Lord, to be somebody who represents Jesus in the world around you, that's not a tomorrow thing. See, a lot of times throughout your high school career, we're always talking about tomorrow. We're always talking about when you graduate. And when you go to college, and when you graduate college, and when you get a job, and when you have a family, and all those sorts of things. And you're doing things now because you've been laying this groundwork for tomorrow, and that's good, and you've done well. But today is the day for you to walk with the Lord. Today is the day for you to honor Him and serve Him and be committed to a relationship with Him. Because in all these things that you're doing now, and even in this transition now that you're going through high school to college, something very awesome is part of that. In fact, it is the most important part of that, and that is this. You will now, maybe more than ever before, begin to see who the Lord has made you to be and what the Lord is growing you and grooming you to do. And all of these experiences aren't unique to you. You know, college is, there are hundreds of people, thousands of people, okay? But what is unique about you is that you're in Christ and you love the Lord. And so these things are not happenstance and mundane in your day-to-day life. You're really starting on this next process, or the next part of this process, this journey. And so the three B's. Here's what I want to challenge you with. First B is be discipled. Be discipled. And I think a lot about Paul and Timothy, that even though they weren't always together in the same place, Timothy had spent a lot of time with Paul, learning from Paul. Paul was training Timothy on how to do ministry, how to plant churches, how to grow leaders, and all those. He was discipling Timothy to be a discipler. He was discipling Timothy to be a discipler. And Timothy got a lot of training. And even when they were separate at great distances, there were communications and letters and things that took place. Well, think about yourselves in right here. Here we are in 2014. You can communicate with people instantly 24 hours a day. And so my first challenge to you is be discipled. Make sure, you know, that there are good people. Excuse me. you are all have people around you who know the Lord, who love the Lord, who are available. And so if some bum fails to call you with the appropriate regularity, well, guess what? You pick up the phone. Make sure that you are being discipled. Make sure that you are under somebody who can hold you accountable and who can help you grow, who can help you, when we talk about doing all things as unto the Lord, who can help you see the Lord working in your life and working in those circumstances. Very, very important thing. Be discipled. Be with believers. In Hebrews chapter 10, and I've talked about this before, we've talked about this certainly in youth group over the years, Hebrews chapter 10, where Paul cautions, he cautions, don't forsake gathering together as believers, as some are in the habit of doing. You are about to become probably more busy than you ever have been in your life. And I can tell you, as somebody who is a husband and a father and working and all those kinds of things, you can continue to be more and more busy all the time. There is no end to what you can find to fill your time with. And there is no end to the excuses that you can make for failing to fellowship with other believers. I stayed up all night, I was tired, I was studying, I was this, you know, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And remember I talked about that freedom? A little bit more freedom, wiggle room, as far as governing your time? Okay? Now you're going to find out that it's no longer anybody's responsibility but yours as far as how you govern your time. And so I want to strongly caution you and encourage you to make sure that you be with believers. Spend time with other Christians corporately in a setting like this, like our breaking of bread service that we've had. I don't just mean one or two friends, although that's good, because we want to spend time with people who love the Lord and who are going to encourage us in the Lord. But be with believers corporately. Because, again, yet another way that we can be reminded and refreshed and strengthened and encouraged and refocused, that in all the things that we're doing, that we can do those things as unto the Lord. That we can fix our eyes on Jesus, and we can know that nothing that we do in the Lord is in vain. So be with other believers. And I'm sure that you've experienced this in high school already. But when we talked about the freedom that comes in the college setting, other people experience that freedom as well. And so the freedom for people to express themselves in negative ways is amplified in that setting. And so the need for you to be around other believers and focus your mind on things of the Lord and not so much on the things of the world will be even more important. And the last B that I want to challenge you with is this, is be in the Word. Be in the Word. If you have a math test coming and you don't crack a book, you never went to class, you never did any studying or anything else like that, how well are you going to do on that? You're going to fail, right? Yeah. You're going to fail. Okay, and in a class that's brand new, in a subject matter that's brand new, a lot of your old knowledge that you might have already had isn't going to be enough to carry the day. Is likely not going to be enough to carry the day. And in our walk with the Lord, understand that we're never resting on our laurels. You've known the Lord, you've walked with the Lord, you've been in Sunday school, you've been in youth group, we've done all those kinds of things. But unless we're constantly studying and spending our time, why would we ever expect to succeed in our walk with Christ? A lot of times we do that. We have this past knowledge and this past experience and the camping trips and the singing and the worship time and all those kinds of things and our time serving at camp and all that sort of stuff. And sometimes we move on to a new stage in life and we expect that these old experiences are going to carry the day. Good foundation. That's awesome. But you have to be people who are committed to being in the Word. You wouldn't want to flunk out of school, would you? No. So you're going to put the time in, right? Do you want to fail in your walk with the Lord and in life? Do you want to look back and say, oh, how did I get here? No. So put the time in. Be in the Word. So be discipled. Always make sure, and this is for any of us, that we are under people who will teach us and guide us and hold us accountable. Okay? Be with other believers. Don't fail to meet with other believers to be encouraged and built up and strengthened in the Word and in your walk with the Lord. And be in the Word. That's personal responsibility decision to make. Be in the Word and study and learn and grow. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this brief time that we've had to be in your Word. We're thankful for these graduates, Lord. What an awesome thing. And Lord, we ask your blessing on these thoughts and that you would help us to be people who are convicted, Lord, that in all things in our life that we would do all things as unto you, that we would be people who purpose to serve you, knowing that our labor in the Lord is never in vain. Lord, because you're the one who gives the harvest, not us. And so, Lord, we ask your blessing now, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.